Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
If you were the proud owner of a Millennium Falcon and could travel the speed of light, which is 671 million miles per hour.
Hang on, baby.
You could go from sun to earth 93 million miles in about 8 minutes.
Wow. Incredible. And if we could harvest the power the sun plants on planet Earth every 15 minutes, we could drive and power the entire globe for 1 year. That's
some power, Shaq.
That goes to the topic of storage. So we're here with Dan King of Harman Solar talking about solar industry right there at your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're talking about what to look for in a contractor. The registered contractor's recently gone through a simplification of the licensing, make sure they're properly licensed. What else would we be looking for?
You can check on their website, too, and identify if they have any unresolved complaints against them.
The registered contractor's website.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay.
The Better Business Bureau is always good to check with. You know, you don't have to be a member of BBB, but if you are, I would hope that your rating is an A or an A+. We talk a lot about roofing and we talk a lot about structural when it comes to solar. So, you know, I would suggest that your solar contractor either subcontracts to a licensed roofing contractor like we do it right now, or they self-perform, but they should still carry the proper licensing to self-perform that work, and that would be acceptable too.
You know, one of the things I tell people to be careful of, really, really careful of, is because I'm old enough to remember the last time the federal government started subsidizing. I don't know if you're old enough or not, but I'm old enough to remember the last time the government started subsidizing this in the early 80s. And we had a lot of people flood into the market. They were instantly solar experts. And of course, we know what happened then. It all blew up and it put a black eye on the solar industry literally for 20 years. We came back around with new subsidies here in the last 10 years. And the same thing happened. The market got flooded with people of various trades that instantly became solar experts. And you know what? If I would look at, I don't know, Romy, what's the current equivalent of a Yellow Page book? If I would look at the Yellow Pages of Arizona in 2002 and read the number of solar contractors that were alive then, and then picked a Yellow Page book from 2011, I'll bet you there were 20 times the number of solar contractors. And now we don't see quite as many of those around. So please be careful.
Yeah, definitely. That's a whole other part of our business. We talked about doing the audits, but that service department is definitely keeping busy with the installations. We actually just came across one that a contractor installed, and they put the roof penetrations right through the plywood. They didn't even go into the trusses. So the solar system on the roof was merely supported up there by just lag bolts through 3/4-inch plywood.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we go back to one of these storms that we've experienced here just in the last 2 months. They were telling me that Bill Jenkins was telling me that Glendale Airport had recorded wind gusts of over 100 miles an hour in that last storm.
Wow.
I was in Terminal 4 when something blew through the window and flooded all of Terminal 4. That was two Saturdays ago while I was trying to fly out of here.
Yeah, so Rosie, the only other thing I'd want to point out, too, is we talked about the roofing, but the structural. There's only a couple of jurisdictions in the state that require a structural stamp to put solar on your roof, but we do that on every installation because it's really the right thing. And you'd be surprised how many homes, because they weren't designed for that, and they do need some modification to be able to not only support the load, but as you indicated, the uplift, the wind, that's the bigger concern.
It is. Yeah. That is the bigger concern. People don't realize, not the weight you're putting on the roof, it's the wings that you're mounting to the roof of your house. And those wings are perfectly designed to lift the plywood, lift the entire roofing structure straight off of your bond beam.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your real estate energy audit assessment that y'all do for buyers and sellers for homes that are involved in a real estate transaction with solar, existing solar equipment on it.
Yeah, depending upon which side of the, you know, of that transaction you're doing, you have different desires or needs, and we would roll a truck out with one of our solar technicians. They do about a 2-hour inspection of everything, take a bunch of pictures, and provide a comprehensive report to either a buyer or seller, depending upon the motivation.
There you go. Well, we've talked a lot about what the contractor should be for solar qualifications for coming to your house. I'll tell you, one of the very first things you should look for is a Rosie on the House certification. There are only 3 solar contractors in the entire state of Arizona that have measured up to meet that qualification here in Maricopa County. How big an area do y'all serve, Dan?
You know, we actually go statewide, but okay, primarily Maricopa County.
Okay, and that's HarmonSolar.com. 1-800-281-3189. Y'all do a lot of commercial installations as well.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a whole other part of our business. Did a lot of work directly for APS and installed a little over 5 megawatts on rural schools, actually. The covered parking that you talked about, 100% of it was covered parking.
Fantastic. Well, Dan, again, thanks for carving time out of your family time. We're used to working on Saturdays. Most people use it as their day off, but thanks for joining us on your day off here.
Thanks for having me.
Dan King, HarmonSolar.com, 1-800-281-3189. Folks, we appreciate y'all tuning in this week. If you've been blessed or encouraged or educated in this last 3 hours, I would ask you to do all of us here at Rosie on the House a little favor. Find someone that needs to be educated, uplifted, or entertained, and pay it forward. And tune in next Saturday morning from 8 to 11. It is a wonderful, wonderful world.
Looking for some building materials to give your home a new look?